Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Vic. Here's Kane in the punch. Oh, and it's blocked. It's driven inside the five. Now, and it is going to be covered by the Saints for a touchdown. Oh, baby. What a moment. Just listen to this crowd.
Yes, indeed. Back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. That was 19 years ago today, folks. Jim Henderson, Hoki Gaijon on the call, the reopening of the Superdome, and man, oh man, that play is such an iconic moment in Saints history against the Atlanta Falcons, too. What do you know?
On that Monday night, to open it back up,
right,
to see it, you know, Gleason makes that play, and Curtis Deloche,
yeah,
comes up with the fumble.
You can feel just that fan base unleashing all the frustrations and just emotions out there.
It's the loudest I've ever heard the dome. Ever
right
heard it. People ask me, other than that, it was the NFC Championship game.
The Hartley kick
was really, really loud, but it was in the first quarter, Saints-Rams. The Saints came up with a big turnover, and man, it almost felt like everything was sort of moving under you. We were really crammed in that press box that day. It was really tight. But then they had pieces of cement that had come from the top that was falling onto the floor. Man, it was loud that day. We didn't like the way it ended with that Nola no call. But, Gleason's block and, you know, Curtis Deloche coming up with the block punt. And that was something special. You always remember that. That, to me, is the loudest I have ever heard the dome for a Saints game.
It was truly rocking in there. When they say, you know, the electric atmosphere, that's the NFC Championship, and, yeah, the Gleason punt makes me think of that.
Yeah, the NFC Championship game was fun now because, man, that had a lot of twists and turns.
That was my first year, Mike, covering the Saints.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Then, damn. You gave
I was spurled.
You gave him a little bit of luck, but then what's happened the last couple of years? They're going to have to get your butt back on the sideline.
No, but, Mike, no, unfortunately, then my first year on the sideline was the no-call.
Oh, well, then, stay where you at.
Yeah, I was all dancing, think I'm going to the Super Bowl, and that didn't happen.
But then stay where you at. Yeah, you think about it, man, because Hartley – because the way the game had went, you know, Minnesota, they had a couple chances, and Brett did what he normally does, throw across his body.
I get goosebumps thinking about it, and, man. It was the best game I've attended.
And Tracy Porter undercuts it, makes the interception, and then you get that chance, and Hartley kicks it, and then it was right down, you know, right down Broadway. It was right down the middle.
That moment, too, you know, we were in, like, the media holding pen waiting for the post game to get to the podium and the locker room stuff. And when that field goal went through, just the contingent of media, you're supposed to be impartial, not cheering. And even the media folks, everyone erupted with joy because, holy cow, the Saints are going to the Super Bowl, folks.
And the crazy part about it is, you know, this is sort of later in the day now. It's not early. It's later in the day, man. It was Bobby's emotion. He always talks about it too, man. He was crying like a baby.
I remember on the Spanish radio broadcast, he was bawling.
Marco got me to do it first, and he was like, get Bobby to come. And so I told him, I said, come see. And he was just wiping his eyes. And I said, listen, they want you to do something on the Spanish radio. He said, man, I can't speak Spanish. I said, you can't speak English too, but it's okay. Just get on there and tell them what you saw. And he broke down. I mean, broke down talking about it. And so
awesome
the emotions
day.
Of
yeah.
that day is there. And I can remember Hoki coming out, and he come and give me a big hug. He said, well, We made it. It's almost there. You say your boy would have been happy if he had to put the dress on.
Yeah, right.
So Hebert had to put the dress on.
19 years ago today, folks, the reopening of the Superdome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.